نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Allah Ta'ala is our creator and we are his creation. And Allah Ta'ala has placed needs in every of his creation. If there was no needs in the creation, then what would be the reason for us to turn to a supreme being for the fulfillment of that need? So like animals, they find they are faced with hunger, they need that hunger to be satiated. At times they are thirsty, they need that thirst to be quenched. Even we as insan, the most supreme of Allah's creation, Allah has placed the most needs on us. We also get hungry, we also get thirsty, our emotions are more sensitive than animals. And Allah Ta'ala has placed us with taste buds that are sensitive. An animal will kill for just to satiate his hunger. Allah has put taste buds so that we can enjoy our sustenance. And Allah has made it so sensitive that we can remember last week's biryani was maybe saltier than this week's Friday biryani. Not only that, maybe last year's Ramadan biryani was more spicier than this year's Eid Ramadan, Eid biryani. By placing more needs on insan is in no way to degrade insan or to lower insan, but rather is a great honor to give insan the opportunity to turn to Allah more. Because the more needs we have is a reason to turn to a supreme being for the fulfillment of the needs. So the more needs we have, the more opportunity to turn to Allah. And when will a person turn to Allah? When he believes that Allah is our creator, Allah Ta'ala is one, there is no partners, which is called Tawheed. And together with that, he will understand that Allah has full control of his creation. No creation of his can go out of the control of Allah. Once Maulana Ismail Ghodra, one of the istimas, was giving a bayan, and he said, if a person manufacture a gun, that gun, if it's put in somebody else's hand, it can harm him, despite he manufactured it. But with Allah, every creation is in the complete control of Allah. It cannot go out of the control of Allah, and Allah has full control. And when this conviction settles in our hearts, who Allah is, the marifat of Allah, then we will turn to a supreme being for the fulfillment of every requirement of us. And that is called tawakkul. Knowing full well that what Allah Ta'ala decrees on this earth, nothing can change it. Whatever happens on the surface of the earth can only happen if it's decreed from above. Put our trust. What is tawakkul? Is to put our trust in Allah and put our reliance in Allah. And what is the benefit of reliance in Allah? فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. You make your plans, you make your consultation, then you put your trust in Allah. Allah Ta'ala in return will love you. Allah loves those who put their trust in Allah. You gain your love, gain the love of Allah, and this is the essence of tasawuf. And Hazrat always tells us, when the love of Allah comes in the heart, and imagine if Allah loves us, then to give up sin, you know, becomes difficult, it becomes enjoyable. And not only that, when a person resigns himself to Allah's will, his heart will be strengthened, he'll be itminan. He will realize that the apparent means that is around me, I may resort to those apparent means, but my heart is focused on Allah, that the outcome will be only what you have decreed, O Allah. So you'll be itminan. Well, Ibrahim Devla used to always say, iman will make a person itminan. Because why? He understands, whatever effort I make, whatever energy I put in, the outcome is in Allah's control. So his heart won't waver. His heart won't suffer from depression, from anxiety, from stress, from the unnecessary worries. Because, O Allah, I am doing the effort from my side. At the end of the day, I am your slave, O Allah. You have the full right to decree for me how you please and how you desire. And this does not mean to abandon means. One day, Maulana Farooq Rahmatullah, Jafarooq Rahmatullah Ali, he wrote a letter to Maulana Musilla Rahmatullah Ali. And in there, the gist of the letter was that man has needs to abandon means. So Maulana Musilla Rahmatullah Ali replied in the letter and said, your letter is against tawakkul and zuhud. While your hand is busy with the azbab, with the means, your heart must be totally focused on Allah to understand that the outcome is in Allah's control. And through tawakkul, what will happen? A person will gain closeness to Allah. A person will live his life knowing full well that everything around me, it will strengthen his iman, his conviction in Allah. And he won't put his attention on azbab. Because when a person puts his attention on azbab, many a times he gets disappointed and gets disgraced. One person gave an example. He said he was a poor villager. And we know in the remote areas, to obtain water is very difficult. Very, very difficult. They used to go early in the morning, cold weather, to the mountain as far as going through a narrow pathway, coming down to a river, stream, collect water, then put it on their head and walk distance before they bring it. And they used to use it very rationally, that means very carefully, because there's a lot of tasks to obtain this water. So one day he came into the village, into a city, and to his surprise he observed that every corner there's a tap, which he didn't even know what it was called. Is a tap available, and people are just opening with no difficulty, and the water is just flowing out of the tap. So he just fascinated him. His mind started running with him. He says, SubhanAllah, we have such a difficult task to obtain water in our place. Look how easily available it is here in the city life. And then he went to someone and asked, what is this? Pointed at the tap. He said, it's a tap. He said, where can I purchase this thing? He said, at any store, he showed them. He went and he purchased one tap. And whatever work he had, he returned back, but he returned very happily with himself. He gathered all the people of his town, community, the village, and very, very excitedly he said, today, I have found the solution to all our problems. All the years of the difficulty to obtain water that we were suffering for so many years has been solved. They were also fascinated. And how he seen and observed that the tap was put into a concrete, took a huge rock, and he knocked the tap into one of the mountain rocks. And very excitedly, he's looking at them, and he say, watch this amazing incident, or this spectacle. And he opens the tap. And to his dismay, nothing came out. And he's surprised, and he's confused. The next time he went to such a life, he went to explain, he said, but you gave me a faulty tap. I went all the way, I come from so far. I went all the way back and nothing happened. And the person explained, you have not understood. You are focusing on the apparent. Behind the step, there's a whole system running. These pipes running, going link into the reservoir, and gave him a whole explanation. And then he realized how foolish he was. Truly speaking, if we depend on apparent and we don't have our focus on Allah and our trust in Allah, we'll be more foolish in this religion. That Allah Ta'ala, the apparent Allah, it's a thing, but Allah's system is hidden behind these things. And once we place our trust in Allah, then look at the benefits Allah will give us. As I mentioned first, Allah's love will, Allah will cause the heart to be strong. And one of the greatest accolades is that when things, a person is enjoying prosperity and goodness, he will be grateful to Allah and will attribute it to Allah. No achievement of himself. He will not attribute it to any of his know-how. But he will attribute it to Allah, it is tawfiq from you. Whether our physical needs or spiritual needs, moreover our spiritual needs, If Allah given us a tawfiq to do anything good, Ya Allah, you have decreased it from you. You have given me the tawfiq, so we'll be grateful to Allah. And then everything happens contrary to what he desires, you will make sabr and say, Ya Allah, in my short-sightedness and my limited understanding, I probably desired something which is not good for me. The taluk with Allah. And you will make, and make shukr in a way, you say, Ya Allah, you are the most wise. What you decreed for me is in my best interest. And in this way, you will get closer to Allah. One day once, Mala Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Ahmadullah Ali went to Pakistan. And the people were in a lot of distress. And they approached him and said, Hazrat, is there any ayat in the Quran that can really, that can relieve us from this distress and difficulty? We've got a tyrannical ruler on us. A lot of dhulam and a lot of oppression is being meted out to the Muslim. So Hazrat said, yes. And what he said, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That's the ayat. If you put your reliance and trust on Allah, Allah will be sufficient for you, for every need, for everything. Whether pertaining to our emotional need, whether pertaining to our physical need, whether more pertaining to our spiritual need, Allah will be sufficient. So the first thing is to understand, the first stage is to understand that, Ya Allah, despite I am adopting the means, but Ya Allah, the outcome will be what you have decreed first. Then you get another stage which mashallah our Qadri and great Buzrugs and pious people, they went even a stage higher. And what was that? They not only accepted the decree of Allah, but they became pleased with the decree of Allah. We know the story, Ulama Ikram explained that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was about to throw, been thrown in the fire, and the assistance came for Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And what if Jibreel Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah is sufficient for me. Husband Allah wa ni'mal waqeel. And here the ulama said, what you try to imply is that my Allah knows my condition. If it is the happiness of Allah that I must be destroyed, I'm ready for this. The happiness of Allah was top priority. That he became happy with the decree of Allah. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radhiallahu anhu, all know you are the mustajabu da'wah. His du'as used to be readily accepted. And in his old age, before the incident, that one day he heard somebody complaining, some taklif, etc. And he told the person, you are complaining for the last 15 years, I lost my eyesight in my one eye and my wife is not even aware of it. Means he didn't even reveal it to her. This is how resigning to Allah's will. Anyway, towards his old age, he lost his eyesight. And because he was a mustajab al-da'wah, this person's dua is readily accepted. People used to go to him and request for du'as, and he used to make du'a, and by the barakat of the speciality he had, Allah Ta'ala responds favorably, and whatever need they had used to get sorted out. So his son one day asked him, he said, oh father, you make du'a for so many people, and alhamdulillah, Allah responds favorably because you are mustajab, your du'as are readily accepted, and whatever need they come and present before you, make du'a to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala relieve them of the difficulty that they are facing. Why you don't make dua to Allah to restore your eyesight? Subhanallah, what the thing he said? He said, oh my son, what Allah has decreed for me is more beloved to me than the restoration of my eyesight. That is more beloved to me. This is when we say Radha bil Qadha. When a person resigns himself to Allah. One day Mawlana Ash-Shaytani rahmatullahi alayhi, he inquired from Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, that is there any stage higher than ikhlas? Hazrat Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi replied, say, Hazrat, ikhlas is a very high stage. I don't think there can be a stage higher than ikhlas. So Mawlana Ash-Shaytani rahmatullahi alayhi replied, higher than the stage of ikhlas is Radha bil Qadha. When you become pleased with what Allah has decreed. What Allah has created and Allah has full control, what Allah has decreed will come to pass. The question is, how do we respond and react to those conditions? And this is what is the tawaf, and this is why we have come here, beloved brothers. Because if we get our iman and our yaqeen and our heart focused on Allah, then every aspect will come in order. Our iman will be correct. A person who got the marifat of Allah, his ibadat will be of a different caliber. His mu'amalat will be correct. He will not even think of cheating people, being dishonest, because he has the full conviction, Ya Allah, what you have decreed is going to come to pass. So his mu'amalat will be in order. His mu'asharat will be in order. Why? Because he understands if somebody is evil towards him, or even if his wife treats him in an inappropriate manner, he will look beyond that and say, Ya Allah, because he's got it. Tawakkul. Her heart, or that person who has spoke to me in a very inappropriate way, his heart is in Allah's control. And what? That will make him introspect to see what is his relationship with Allah. That is why these conditions are facing him. And this was Sahaba Ikram. Sahaba Ikram, Ulama Ikram explained, in the initial days of Islam, they had to go through untold suffering. And what? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to console them to say, make sabr. They weren't given that permission to retaliate. And here the Ulama Ikram explained, this was the tarbiyah to make them rely solely on Allah. That do not even rely on your own strength. If you retaliate, probably you rely on your own strength. And when that tarbiyat was made, later, Khalid bin Walid was ready, single-handed, to go face an army. And what? What your conviction, he says, they are all kuffar, they don't remember Allah, they are dead. One loving person is far more powerful than a whole world of kuffar. That's the dead. Conviction. So when this tarbiyat was made, where the heart was, every reliance was taken out of their hearts, flushed out of their hearts, and only Allah's tawakkul and conviction in Allah's power was placed in their heart, then even when they used to be traveling with their conveyance, and if their conveyance used to move opposite from what they desired, for example, if they desired and they directed the conveyance to move right, and if that conveyance, for example, moved left, my response would be, I got a stubborn animal. Example, they immediately used to dismount the animal, make two rakats and say, Allah, it is due to my disobedience to you that those under my authority are disobedient to me. Focus on Allah. Never attributing to anything, negating makhluk, negating creation. And understanding that Allah, heart is only connected to Allah. So this is my beloved brother, we come here for this, to rectify it. To rectify the heart. In one village, they had a well, and this was the only source of them obtaining water. So one day, an animal fell in that well, a dog. And after a few days, they felt and they tasted, the water wasn't tasting so nice and sweet, and they seen some hair coming into the water containers. So then they understood that an animal fell in, so they went to the Mufti, and other Mufti, what must we do? This is the only source of obtaining water for that community. So the Mufti said, remove so many hundred buckets of water, whatever the masala was, and then you can start consuming the water. So they did that, and after some time, they found that the water was even tasting even more unpleasant. So they went back to the Mufti, and they told the Mufti this, that we did what you have told us, but we see if the water is still not so, still getting smirk, it's gone worse. So the Mufti asked them, tell me something, did you take the dog out of the water? He said, no. See, until you don't take the dog out of the water, that water will never be purified. First take the dog out of that water, then you do it, there's so many buckets of water, then the water will be purified for consumption. So let the Ulama Ikram explain, until we don't get our yaqeen correct, and we don't get our focus on Allah, it's going to contaminate our every part of our thinking, our understanding, our focus is going to contaminate it. The moment we get this right, we take ghayrullah out of our heart, we take everything besides Allah out of our heart, then we will see we start functioning correctly. And that's one, so this is the core problem. Everything will come right. One doctor, an elderly man came to him and told him, doctor, you know, I used to drive at night with no glasses, But now I see my eyes is failing me, my sight is failing me, I have to wear glasses. Nowadays, before I could drive from here to Durban, for example, 4 or 5 hours, it wasn't an effort. Now a few hours, my back troubles me. So the doctor said, your eyesight is failing because of your old age, your back is troubling because of your old age. You see, now I find a lot of pains and aches in my joints. He says, your old age. And like that, he mentioned many complaints, and the doctor said it's because of your old age. So the person got upset and got angry. See, everything I'm telling you, you're telling me of my old age. The doctor said, also, you're getting angry quickly because of your old age. So, this ulama ikram says, if we find any deficiency in any aspect of deen, know the root problem is the defect of our iman and our reliance on Allah. If that can come right, everything will come right. And this is why we come here, beloved brothers, to rectify and rectify and straighten our life. See, one person was walking and he seen a dead snake. Now generally a snake, when it's dead, is very straight, you know. So he addressed the snake and said, Oh snake, now it's too late to straighten your life. All your life you are moving crooked, you know. And now when you're dead, you want to straighten your life. So we mustn't be like that. We have come here with that desire that, Ya Allah, this is this Islah Ijtima about. That we go, we speak to our Mashaykh, we explain our problem. And this is the desire, it's a sign that our desire you want to straighten our life. Let it not be that all our life we were going crooked. Now after we have passed on, then we regret and say, Ya Allah, if I only straighten my life, this is the opportunity. We have come here with that niyat of Islah. We have come here for a reason for reformation. Let us sincerely listen to all the bidwas, all the bayanas, and tell Ya Allah, infuse my heart with the qualities that I've been spoken about, thereby where I can cleanse all my heart from all the filth and the spiritual maladies and diseases, and inshallah, and all the good qualities can come in our heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding that at all times we turn to Allah, and all our times that's the tawakkul, that's the trust and reliance on Allah, we only rely on Him, inshallah. Allah give us the tawfiq to make Him amal, inshallah. Wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.